You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Today is March 13th. 1 week from today, March 20th, we will be having free everything at Living Word Church. So one of our purposes, we exist to serve our community.
Yes.
And to build relationships. So we'll be focusing on that 1 week from today at 4 p.m. at 1010 Dixon Boulevard, where we have free everything. How does that work? People contribute items that are in good working condition. We lay them out on tables, and anybody who wants to comes and picks them up. We've had people donate items and then leave with a bag of items. Bring a box, leave with a box. That's fine. So all different types of items. We've had baby clothes, men, women's clothes, appliances. We even had some TVs out there. We've had baby equipment there, you know, high chairs, the bouncers, the baby gates, whatever people bring that's in good working condition is then given away for free in the community. So that is going to be 1 week from today, Friday the 20th at 4 p.m. at 1010 Dixon Boulevard. So it'll be out there up into the night. So you have by then the time has changed. So you'll be have a couple of hours of availability there to be able to get by. So let people know about it. It's one of the things that we do that we get a big response from, a big community response from. So we are excited to be doing that again. We work to do that quarterly. Free everything Friday the 20th at 1010 Dixon Boulevard at Living Word Church.
There we need. So we need to see you there. And one of our purpose and what guide Living Word Church is relationship. We do life how?
Together.
So we need to see you there. Just come by, say hi, drop off something, take something, and let's do life together. That's it. That's the whole thing here about Living Word Church.
Big
goodies. That's right.
Yes, I did.
Just come. Mm-hmm. If you haven't been, you're hearing our voice, so if you're in Merritt Island and you haven't come up on Dixon Boulevard, we invite you to come. If you're in Rockledge and you're hearing our voice, we invite you to come. If you're in Melbourne and you're hearing our voice, we invite you to take the ride. It's worth the ride because I promise you, when you get on the ground, at 1010 Dixon Boulevard and meet with other sheep, like-minded people, you will never regret it. Mm-hmm. Because we say at Living Word, we do life together.
Mm-hmm. And that's together with God and together with each other.
Yes.
Because sometimes we think, well, I just need God.
Yeah.
Sometimes we just think, I need my friend or I need my family member. No, all together.
Yes.
Together with God and with each other. And we have tremendous testimonies from Free Everything. We have people who started new jobs, who were coming and they were getting the clothes that they needed for their new career path. People who had family members that were having babies coming by, picking up stuff. You know, a lot of times people are walking through, they're saying, how much is this? How much is that? Free, please. We say, please take everything because we don't have anywhere to store.
That's right. That's right.
Please take it. So, you know, it's like salvation. It's free. The price has already been paid. The people are more blessed to get rid of the stuff to make the space, right? They're getting it out for another season of their life. They're releasing the old so they could embrace the new. So we want to invite you to come on out to be a part of that. And then on Saturday morning, we have another evangelistic outreach where we're partnering with some community organizations for Laundry Love. If you've been in the Brevard County area for a while, you've probably heard of Laundry Love that's set up through the Real Church and Eckerd. And this year we're partnering with them for the laundromat right on Dixon Boulevard. That's in the Plaza Spinners Coin Laundry. So we'll be there from 9 to 12 on Saturday the 21st for Laundry Love. So what is Laundry Love? It's an opportunity for you to bring your laundry and to get it washed with our help, with our detergents, and with our coins. So all you should do is show up with your dirty laundry and we'll get it taken care of while we fellowship, while things are washing and drying.
Yes, and another thing on this Friday we want to talk a little bit about is Living Word, because we are brand new in the heart of Cocoa in Dixon Boulevard, brand new. In one, we are a multicultural church, that's who we are. So when you come there, you'll experience that. Mm-hmm. Another thing, we are intergenerational church. So what matter what age you are, when you come there, you'll experience that. You're going to experience that. And most of all, when you come, you'll experience God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we exist for that. So we also this morning, I have an announcement, Dan. Mm-hmm. We, if you are out there and we're talking about Jesus says you have to go make disciples all week. And so my announcement is, if you're there and you're looking for a church to connect, mm-hmm. you have a gift that you have not used. Listen to this year of singing. You have a gift. You're a vocalist and you can sing. And you're looking for a place to do that? Well, I would invite you to Living Word and see if that's the place God wants you to give that gift. Because he put gifts in us and we should give it back. Mm-hmm. And there are so many people out there right now who want to serve. Mm-hmm. Well, there it is. There's your opportunity. You can be there and you can serve God with your gift. And that's one area. Another area we are looking for is among the youth. We're looking for more youth leaders, you know, connect. So we want to build an awesome youth ministry in Brevard County. So if God called you to youth ministry, let us know. Let us know this is what God called me to. And I looking for that place. So here it goes this morning. I'm looking for a place where I can serve with my gift, my talent that God give me. I'm a vocalist. I can sing. But I haven't found a place where I can be used to do it. Well, check us out and let's see if that's the place. Or, you know, I want to serve in youth ministry. I'm called to that. But I haven't found that place. Well, here's an opportunity. At Living Word, you have this opportunity to come. And let's build an awesome youth ministry. Let's win the last for Christ. Yes.
You can view our website. It's livingwordchurchcoco.com. And on the website, it shows our different small group ministry opportunities as well as ways to serve. So some small group ministry opportunities. We have men and women's Bible study. That's the first and third Thursday of each month. And that's at 7 p.m. at 1010 Dixon Boulevard. You know, maybe you go to another church, but they don't have a small group women's or men's Bible study. We will welcome you. You don't have to be a member. You can come out for those men and women's small group Bible study. So how it works is the women go with the women, The men go with the men, and we do Bible study together for 1 hour. So it is two separate meetings, but it's one location, one day, and one time. So that is the first and third Thursday. We also have our calendar on the website for easy viewing. We have corporate prayer once a month. We have women's ministry once a month. We have men's ministry, which is actually a men's fellowship breakfast, and that takes place once a month at 8 a.m. at El Sabor. So information for that is on our calendar on the website. There's marriage enrichment, which meets monthly, and we have a seasons seniors ministry that meets quarterly. They come together, do different activities and devotionals and such. Some ways to serve at Living Word Church. We have a dynamic children's ministry, evangelism ministry, outreach ministry, hospitality ministry, usher ministry, security ministry, and media ministry. So when we get plugged in, when we serve together, that's when we really begin to cultivate those relationships and we begin to feel and experience family. When we are serving together, when we're using our gifts to serve. You know, many people, they become uncovered, they become into view after they serve in ministry and they begin volunteering because they're increasing in their skills, they're increasing in their confidence and such, and then they're more visible, they're seen, they're doing things. And people even pull people aside that are volunteering and offer them jobs. We've seen it happen many times. Well, people will be volunteering for events and somebody will see their work ethic, begin a conversation and such with them. And people are leaving there with a job. They didn't come with a job, but they leave with a job because somebody picked them up. This month, in the month of March, our men's ministry breakfast is on the 21st. So that's at 8 a.m. at El Sabor. If you are a man of any age, come on out to that. That is a free breakfast. And you still cook that breakfast, Pastor?
Yes.
Cooked by our very own Pastor Beckford.
Very good at it.
and I agree. He's a fantastic cook.
When my husband comes home, I say, did you bring me anything? Sometimes he does, sometimes don't. Depends on how many men showed up.
Then you just eat it all. Oh, Dad, I got you the next one. I got you.
So there's a lot to do at Living Word Church. Our children have a dynamic puppet ministry. They're in a nursing home every month on Merritt Island where they go and they do their puppet ministry, which includes a lot of high energy praise and worship songs and such. And everybody who is there, the residents, have a great time. And the children are learning how to serve. They're learning how to make a difference by showing the love of Jesus. We also have a group, the evangelism group. They're at by the bus station every other month, and they are giving out bus passes, interacting with people. How can we pray for you? Giving out snack bags and such as people are coming to and fro from the bus area. So we are out in the community. We are doing that which we know to do, and God is doing the rest. Every time we're out in the community, he's opening doors for us to be able to harvest his kingdom in this time. You know, if you ask somebody, hey, how can I pray for you today? You hear a lot. You know, most people don't say, no, don't worry about it. Yeah. Most people have some things that they want to share that are heavy on their hearts. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Veteran-owned Double Eagle Sawmill reminds listeners that 22 veterans tragically take their own lives each day. We must come together to combat.